Return to the Secret Garden, written by Holly Webb and read by Amy Enticknap. The red-cheeked woman who had shown them to their rooms had smiled at Emmy and told her that the country air would be good for her. She was far too thin. All bones, she added, patting her cheek. Emmy scowled. She knew she was too thin. Everyone always said so. She was even more thin because she'd been saving up her food for Lucy. Thinking of the little cat waiting for her on the fire escape only made Emmy scowl harder.
Take that look off your face, Emmeline, Miss Dearlove snapped. Say you're sorry to Miss Sowerby.
Emmeline, that's a pretty name.
Miss Sowerby seemed to be one of those people it was hard to offend. She just went on smiling, even when Emmy growled her apology.
You'll have this room, dear.
She looked around it thoughtfully as she drew the curtains closed.
These curtains are good and thick. We should be safe for this dratted blackout. Mr. Craven went marching round the house last night, trying to see if there was a chink of light showing anywhere. But how do we keep 100 rooms all covered up? Not that we use all the rooms, of course. Most of the second floor is under dust sheets. Now, we've put another bed over here for one of the smaller ones.
She glanced down at Emmy again, still beaming.
We've had no little girls at Misselthwaite for many a year. Mr. and Mrs. Craven have two boys. I expect you'll meet Jack tomorrow. He must be about the same age as you.
Emmy nodded and didn't say that she thought she had met him already. She wasn't sure, of course, but there had been a face peering down at them from a little flight of stairs as they followed Miss Sowerby through yet another passage. A thin, angry face, with the scowl that Emmy didn't realise looked a great deal like her own. The boy had seen Emmy watching and stuck out his tongue. Everyone else had been so friendly, so sweetly concerned, that his furious face almost made Emmy feel better. She didn't care if the boy was rude. She could be just as rude back. She glanced round to check for Miss Dearlove and put out her own tongue, waggling it at him gleefully. Emmy smiled in the darkness, thinking of the surprise on the boy's face. Obviously, he hated them being here. Well, she hated being here too. And she didn't care who knew it.